Let's now send it back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale for the start of the second half.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Panthers trying to extend the win streak, the nation's longest in Division II, to 12 games, which would match a school record set by the 2007 Panthers that started the season 12-0, 11 in the regular season, 1 in the playoffs, before finally bowing out in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament back in 2007. A win tonight by the Panthers would be one more gigantic step to perhaps making their first ever Division II playoff appearance. I don't want to put that cart too far in front of the horse, but you're about 30 minutes of football away from taking one more large step in front of a national audience, in front of a regional ranking group of people who've never seen Ohio Dominican play football. You know they're sitting intently watching this team tonight on their couch and saying, they look okay.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about it earlier today. We took care of Hillsdale. We took care of Grand Valley. We took care of Ashland. Those are the big three there in the conference. And, we were trying to figure out this Finley team tonight and said, well, just got to go out there and take care of business like we've been doing all year on national television.
Panthers, who deferred to the second half, are going to start the second half with a football. Josh Rohde will kick it high end over end. Mark Nichols will field it at the 10. He's up to the 20. He's to the left side, ran over his own man, Ronnell Spate, and out to the 26. We talked a little bit about Brandon Schoen at halftime and his services for the second half. I think if this was a game that was closer and his services needed, I think he would have played. But I would be very surprised if he plays at all in this second half. He a little bit of a banged-up rib, it appeared, and I would think that we won't see him. And you brought up a great point. With no game a week from Saturday, he's got almost 2 weeks, to get healthy and everybody to get healthy.
Yeah.
All right, first down and 10, Panthers left to right, starting at their own 27-yard line, leading 31-7, and Mark Miller to throw out of the backfield to Nichols. Upfield to the 25 and spun over the 30 to the 32-yard line. Now the Panthers, again, with their attack on offense, 271 on the ground, 169 through the air. And you would think with a healthy lead right now that they would keep the ball a little bit more on the ground, but possession passes to Dez Stewart. He's hit close to the first down marker, probably just short of it. And Dez Stewart, who had, let's see here, four catches in the first half, will make another one. Let's remember, the Panthers had a touchdown taken off the board in the first half and had to eventually punt the football away on a holding penalty. It could have been worse. It could have been 38-7 at half.
No, and they also had to settle for a field goal at the end of the half. And, this could be a lot worse. And
third and one, Nichols the carry. Straight forward, he'll have the first down to the 41-yard line. Brad Fenton in there on the tackle. And it'll be another first down for the Panthers.
Just to finish that thought, Todd, getting the ball, deferring to the second half. That strategy played out. We're up here 31-7. It's a chance to put some more points on the board. They probably were smelling blood when they got down to the goal line at the end of the last half and only were able to come away with the field goal. So I would imagine that they're going to keep going for the jugular here.
Nice gloves, by the way. Those yours?
I don't believe so. They're a little tight.
First down from the 41. Panthers have it left right. Hey, the wind has picked back up, too.
Well, I've got gloves.
Okay, good for you. Here's Miller. Little bubble out here to Ronnie McLeod. 40 and only out to the 44, and a flag comes in. And Abe Johnson had his hands all over the back of a defender of the Finley Oilers, and kind of an easy call.
Easy but late. He was right there in front of the play, and the back judge here had to throw the flag, and it was a lot later than I thought it would be.
I'm going to stun you right now. The most first downs Ohio Dominican has had in a game this year is 25. Hit 21 in the first half. Oh, my goodness. 21. I had to look at that like three times.
Then we talked about how many first downs Finley's averaging, about 24, 26 per game, and they had 10 in the first half. So
big penalty there against the Panthers. They had a couple of those in the first half. Five penalties for 29 yards. So it's first down. Football back at the 33-yard line and a delay to Nichols. Got by Kenny Clatton and hit at the 35 and down right there. That'll be a gain of only about three on the first down and long run for Mark Nichols. Ball will come out to the 37-yard line. Leading tackler for Finley in the first half was Jones Corte at 7 in the first half. Second down and 15 now for the Panthers. Left to right is Mark Miller. Will look to throw. He rolls out to the left. Surveys downfield. Now will throw for Dez Stewart. 48-yard line. Spins around and out of bounds at the 49. He'll be 2 yards short of the first down. Boy, again, good patient throw that time by Mark Miller, just letting Stewart drag his way open.
Yeah, and it was Stewart coming across the field and, again, rolling out to the left, and he came back towards Miller and was able to get open for the completion.
And on the handoff, it'll be Nichols, and he didn't get it. He needed 2. He got 1. They push him back. Good surge by Alex Vance, senior, out of St. Francis DeSales here in town. And the Panthers, even though they get the big play on third down, are going to bring the punting unit out there on fourth down and 1 from midfield. Not in any mood to start gambling here on fourth down with a 31-7 lead here in the third quarter. So, Mikey Snyder will come out and punt. He had 1 for 44 in the first half. Tyler Hayes will snap. Good snap. Mikey's got it and boots it away. A spiraling kick that will be bouncing at the 22. Take a nice ODU roll inside the 15 down to around the 12-yard line. Timeout on the field. 11:49 to play here in the third quarter. It is Ohio Dominican leading the Finley Oilers by a score of 31-7 here on the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ohio Dominican leading Finley 31-7 with 11:49 to go in the third quarter. One big matchup all college football fans are looking forward to this weekend is the ACC battle between the fifth-ranked Florida State Seminoles and the third-ranked Clemson Tigers. This contest, which is being billed as the biggest regular season game in Atlantic Coast Conference football history, is just the third matchup of ACC teams with both squads ranked nationally in the top five. 1997, number 2 Florida State beat number 5 North Carolina 20-3 in Chapel Hill. And in 2005, number 5 Miami of Florida won at number 3 Virginia Tech 27-7. This game features a tremendous quarterback matchup. Tigers signal caller and Heisman Trophy candidate Taj Boyd has thrown 15 touchdown passes, while freshman sensation famous Jameis Winston has electrified college football with his big arm to the tune of 17 touchdowns through the air. Although an offensive shootout is expected at Memorial Stadium, be sure to keep an eye on Clemson defensive end Vic Beasley, who leads Division 1A in sacks with 9. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, thank you very much, Charlie. It's 31-7 Ohio Dominican with 11:49 to play here in our third quarter of action from Panther Field. And for the first time in the second half, the Finley offense will be coming out onto the field, and we will assume that it'll be Demetrius Trapp coming out there at our Payne, I should say. Devontae Payne, I wasn't even close. I had a cornerback playing quarterback. Devontae Payne out there at quarterback as Berlon Reed got his hand banged up late in the second quarter, and the initial reports were that he had his thumb bandaged up on the sideline. Payne quarterbacked their last two series and threw an interception. He threw the INT on the one where he came into the game, and that led to a Panther score. So we'll see if Devontae Payne, we know one thing, he's got a big arm.
Yeah.
I mean, you were down there on the sidelines for that Hail Mary, and you didn't think the ball, you said, what happened? Did they punt?
Did they punt? Yeah, it looked like a punt. No, that ball looked like it was about to touch one of the airplanes landing into the port Columbus here.
So the Panther defense will come onto the field, yielding just 7 points to the third highest scoring offense in the conference in the first half. And it will be Devontae Payne at quarterback here in this third quarter. First down and 10, Finley, from our right to left, football at the 12-yard line. 11:49 to play, third quarter. Daquan Ford in the backfield to the left of Payne. And on first down, he'll give to Ford. He shuffles to his right and able to scurry his way forward for about a yard or two in the initial play of our third quarter for Finley. The Oilers, talk about their offense. They have scored 40 points or more 8 times under head coach Rob Keyes. This is his third season guiding the Oilers. Second down and 8. And Payne will roll to the near side. Pressured from all angles. Dumps it over, and it's caught by Henry at the 25 and out to the 29-yard line. That's a pretty good play by Devontae Payne as they will pick up 16 and a first down.
Yeah, I was wondering when he was going to find Henry. He was wide open that entire play. It was one of his check-down options. Was able to roll out to the left and finally check down to see him and get the big gain for the first down.
So, from the 30... out of the shotgun for Payne. 5 minutes gone by, or 4 minutes gone by here in the third. Payne looking right, throws that way. Henry has to make a catch, spinning around at the 30, ahead to the 35, and stepped out of bounds at the 38-ish. And that'll be a pickup of about 8 for Henry. Again, he came in leading them in catches with 48. He was second in the conference in receiving yards per game. And he was first in the conference in receiving touchdowns. Second down and 2 now for the Oilers. Payne will take the shotgun snap. He will keep coming to the near side. Got a good block by White. He's to the 45, to the 50, and to the Panther 47-yard line. When you get him going forward, he's going to be a load to bring down. 6'7", 250 at quarterback. First down for the Oilers.
Yeah, that could cause some mismatch issues there for some of our linebackers in secondary there.
First down from the 47-yard line. And Payne again gives to Ford up the middle, hit right at the line, able to surge forward for about 3 on the play. Daquan Ford, just a sophomore. Boy, they had such a great 4-year run with Monterey Williams at the running back position, setting all kinds of rushing, establishing rushing records at Finley. And now they come back with a little bit different type of runner in Daquan Ford. Boy, Monterey Williams would run you over and then run past you. Ford's more of a shifty at 5'7". Going to get the carry again. Moves to his right and met by Warren Shields in the hole that time for no gain. Sophomore from North Union in his 18th game here today for the Panthers. Made a quick stop there to be third and long.
Yeah, we saw our defense was able to get Finley into some of these third and long situations here in the first half, and we're pretty successful on them, holding them, I believe, after the first quarter was 0-5 and then 3-10 for the half. So,
and they came in 49% on third down. They need the Panthers 37 here, trailing 31-7. Payne out of the shotgun with two receivers to either side. Panthers bringing the house. Payne scrambles to his right. He'll try and run for it. He got a great block downfield. Hurdled a Panther and then down at the 30-yard line. He hurdled right over Billy Akins and a big play for Devontae Payne.
Hurdling Akins, and then I believe that was Justin Bell in there that came in on the tackle.
Boy, and Payne, very slow. He just got to his feet. And I don't think they're interested in going down the depth chart any further. I don't know who the third-string quarterback is. I'll assume it's Seth White.
Quake
he
punts.
He can... That was unfair. I had a great point there, and you just trumped me. First and 10 from the 30, Clay Felton. Two receivers left. Yes, he was the quarterback the last 2 years for Finley. And we're going to get a timeout now for Finley. And, boy, Coach Keyes is revved up over on the far side as he... they did not get to the line very quickly. That's because your quarterback couldn't get to the line. After making a great move and hurdling a defender, he got whacked. So it'll be first and 10 after the Finley timeout. Yeah, Clay Felton journeyed past their former Oiler quarterback who started at Miami, then transferred to an ACC school from a MAC school to Maryland. Apparently didn't work out, and then eventually found his way to Findlay, where he had 2 very good years. In fact, set a new school record for passing yards in a season last year that Verlon Reed was well on his way to breaking this year with the season that he was having. But, again, he has been out since the next to the last offensive series for Findlay with an injured hand. And now Devontae Payne has taken over, and after looking sketchy in the last possession of the second quarter, he's looked much better here after having a halftime to sit and get prepared.
Yeah, only 10 pass attempts coming into this game, so you would kind of expect somebody like that to be a little bit rusty coming in.
First and 10 Oilers at the Panther 30. Payne play action, rolls to his right. He gets to the Finley sideline and then chucks it towards Panther Parkway and out of bounds. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go as Luke Hampton, freshman from Columbus, Indiana, was the intended receiver.
A little smarter decision on Devontae Payne's part on that pass. We saw a busted play there towards the end of the first half, and he threw it for an interception. So, again, there's that rust that we were talking about. It's kind of knocked it off a little bit.
Second down from the 30. And they'll give it to Ford on a delay. Cutting back to his left. Good spin in the hole to the 25, where he is met by Justin Bell. And down after a gain of 5. That was a very nice 5-yard run from Daquan Ford.
Coach Conley saw something he didn't like. He went running from about the Finley 40 all the way down to where the ball line of scrimmage is. I think that was about a 4-3-40.
Second down, or bigger part, third down and 5. Three receivers right here for Payne. Ball in the near side hash mark. Payne on a delay to Ford. Up the middle. Panthers have got it smothered at the third 25-yard line. A loss of a half yard on the play. And I think it was Warren Shields again filling that hole at linebacker.
Yeah, and Todd, I would think that they'll probably have to go for it here. They're about the 25-yard line. The wind's blowing. It's cold outside. They're down 31-7. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Devontae Payne is still out there. That'd be a tough kick for them to try to knock through the uprights towards Panther Parkway here on fourth down.
Fourth and 6. They need the 20. White is to the left. Hampton and Henry are to the right. Payne out of the shotgun. Rolls right. Throws right. Into coverage. And Dominic Clegg with an interception for the Panthers. Clegg with his first career interception, and the senior leader on defense with their second takeaway of the night.
Scott, you hit the nail on the head. He's definitely the leader there down on, we don't call his name a whole lot on during games and on broadcast, but he's definitely a leader.
Time out of the field, 7:15 to go, third quarter, 31-7 Panthers on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. I'm Charlie Danis at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. Actually, before I read this, 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Got to get that score update for you right there as Ohio Dominican leads Finley 31-7. Now on to what I was going to say. At 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, the Bulldogs of Ferris State travel to Frank Waters Stadium to take on the Hillsdale Chargers. The Bulldogs' offense revolves around dual-threat quarterback Jason Vanderlane, who has accounted for 20 total touchdowns this season. Meanwhile, Hillsdale quarterback Sam Landry has quietly had a good year for the Chargers, throwing for 1,240 yards and 7 touchdowns. Unfortunately, he has not gotten a lot of help from a Chargers running game that is second worst in the GLIAC in terms of yards per game. Hillsdale has a stout defense that gives up 20.8 points per game, second only to ODU's 18.3 in the GLIAC. The Chargers D has forced 14 turnovers, with 9 of them coming via interceptions. 4 of those interceptions have been corralled by Hillsdale linebacker Stephen Embry. Speaking of Chargers linebackers, look no further than Brett Pash, whose 80 total tackles and 13.3 tackles per game are both best in the GLIAC. Back out to Panther Field now as we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you. A great job for Charlie back to the studios tonight, keeping us updated on everything going on in the GLIAC with the additional TV timeouts. That's less you and I have to make up stuff.
Right.
Charlie,
yeah,
with actual facts and good information back at the studios. Dominic Clegg, interception, gives the ball back to the Panthers. They'll have it at their own 19-yard line.
Yeah, just to kind of finish that thought before we went into break, you called him the senior leader, and that's apparent on the field when we're not on the air. We're down there before the games, and we're down there after the games. we don't necessarily call his name too much out there, but he's the one that's down there getting everybody pumped up and even does the post-game prayer when they're down in the huddle.
And Dominic Clegg is a finalist for the Campbell Award. That is a top scholar athlete of college football. He is one of 170 semifinalists. That is across the board NCAA, 1, 2, and 3, and 16 will win a scholarship. Remember we said student-athlete earlier? That's Dominic Clegg right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first down and 10, Panthers left to right, leading 31-7. Second possession, second half for ODU. First one resulted in a punt. Spates and Nichols in the backfield here for ODU. No tight end. And on first down, Miller throws left. Stewart the catch, turns upfield and runs right into Kenny Klatt. And that's going nowhere fast. No gainer on the play. All the deception and misdirection right. And Finley had that defense extremely well.
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely seen enough of that play tonight. They've been, that's sort of become the bread and butter of that passing attack, that little out pass.
Second and 9 for ODU. Three receivers to the right. That includes Jared Butler. A little high snap. Miller throws left. Caught. That's going to be a big-time first down. Des Stewart. My, oh, my. How far off do you lay off a guy? Ferraris Golden wasn't even in the picture that time if you're home watching on TV. And that's a first down of about 10 yards to Des Stewart.
Yeah, especially after you snuff out the previous play to him.
First down, 10 Panthers. Football at the 32. Miller looking right this time to Abe Johnson. Cut back left. Got a good block. 35 to the 41. Boy, that's Butler out there making a play for the Panthers. Filling in right now for Nate Weeks at the H-back position. Des Stewart will check out. Casey Williams back in. ODU will have two receivers to either side here on second down and one. And Mark Nichols will line up to the left of Mark Miller. Out of the pistol formation, Kelke snaps it back. Here's a throw out to Stewart. Got by, or beg your pardon, McLeod, as he got by one, got a first down. Out of bounds at the 45-yard line. 6:01 to play, third quarter. Panthers lead 31-7.
Yeah, they're sticking with the up-tempo offense here. Even though they're up 31-7, they're not letting off the gas pedal. They're trying to march down the field.
Miller throws left. Abe Johnson with three blockers in front to midfield to the Finley 45. He's got a first down to the 44. Four receivers left, and it was just a picket fence for Abe Johnson to follow downfield.
He just had to follow the one that was blocking, and they were all blocking, and they was able to get upfield to get that first down, and again, right back to the line of scrimmage.
Going to have Jake Brandt split out wide to the right here. That's interesting. A little different formation here for the Panthers. They got two tackles to either side. Nichols, or beg your pardon, Miller will keep up the middle, and he's got 11 yards. So Jake Brandt and Jared Howard were lined up as wide receivers extended to the right and to the left, leaving only three offensive linemen, and Miller gains 11.
Guys might need to take a breather on the sideline.
First and 10. Quick throw to Abe Johnson. Trying to get to the outside. Oh, now he's going to reverse his field. If he can get to the corner, this might work. Abe all the way back to midfield. Now upfield to the 40. Breaks the tackle and going to end up losing two. Well, we don't see the Panther receivers make that mistake. That's the first time all year, but give Abe credit for at least getting back near the line of scrimmage, and now he's got to check out of the lineup. Guys, I'm hard.
Yeah.
And so is everybody else right now.
Ran about 60 yards on that for a two-yard gain.
Or loss.
Or loss, I mean, yeah, loss.
Nick McKnight will spell Johnson here on second down and 12. Nichols behind Miller gets the carry. Up the middle, 35, and drug down along with the umpire at the 31-yard line. Gain of about 5. It'll be third down and 8. Coming up for ODU with under 4.5 to play in the third quarter now.
Credit the umpire for that tackle on that one. He took a shot.
That's twice now we've seen officials go down.
Yeah.
One tripped over a cameraman, and this one over a player. All right, third and 8. Panthers need the 24 for a first down. Two receivers right, one to the left. Mark Miller takes the snap. They come back to the right for Nick McKnight. He turns upfield to the 30, to the 25, and to the 23, which will be a first down. 9 yards for Nick McKnight, who has not seen a lot of playing time this year. And a big gainer there is Michael Kelke, Panthers center, very slow in getting up. And boy, again, he is gingerly hobbling back to the line of scrimmage, and he will check out. The officials will blow the whistle as he will hobble off the field, and T.J. Gillis, a sophomore out of Bishop Waterson, will replace him.
That's not for a lack of effort, Todd. He threw the biggest block on that play.
He threw the block, and he wanted to go back to snap the football, but they wouldn't let him. So he'll hobble off, favoring the left leg. But how about Nick McKnight weaving his way in and out of traffic? They get a first down. And the Panthers' offensive line right now standing around. The Panthers are going to end up using a timeout here. So, a little personnel change. Panthers a little tired after running a bunch of plays there in a hurry. And they will use a timeout here with 3.5 minutes to go in our third quarter. And Ohio Dominican leads by a score of 31-7. Well, Sodexo Education, the official dining and facilities partner of Ohio Dominican University, is a proud sponsor of the Black and Gold Club and Panther Athletics. Sodexo is the leading provider of food and facilities management services in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, serving 10 million customers in 6,000 locations every day. Sodexo Education and the Panthers, a winning team. Timeout not only gives the Panthers a chance to catch a breather, but it gives T.J. Gillis a chance to make a couple of practice snaps over here on the sideline. Kelsey, a sophomore at Bishop Fenwick, has not missed a beat after Andrew Carpenter was the starting center for ODU for 3 years. And Kelsey has done a great job for the Panthers in that role, and now Gillis will fill the spot for the moment as they look at Kelsey over here on the trainer's table. First and 10 Panthers, ball at the 23-yard line, and Miller will give to Nichols on first down, straight through the middle, 15, cuts back to his left, hit at the 5 and down at the 4-yard line. 20 quick yards for Mark Nichols, who again is just having himself some kind of night.
Yeah, after a couple of real quick plays, a couple of gadget plays thrown in there, they went right back to what was working tonight, giving the ball to Nichols.
And he gets it again, first and goal from the 4. And Mark will run this time right into Brandon Fenton, who will bring him down. Second and goal from the 4-yard line. Panthers look to the sidelines this time, a little slower. It'll be McKnight and McLeod right, Casey Williams left. Jared Butler still out there at tight end. He'll be on the left side. Nichols will line up behind Miller out of the pistol on second and goal. It is Nichols trying to sweep right, got by a wave of defenders, and dives into the end zone for his third touchdown of the night. Great surge by Finley, but Nichols was able to just find a gap and hurdle his way into the end zone for another Panther score.
Yeah, I believe it was Gerard Howard out there on the block that kind of cut him loose. He had a nice block on Josh Lee. Josh Lee had the beeline to him, and it was just a nice block by Gerard Howard to bust Mark Nichols loose and get him in the end zone.
And Brent Wally out for the extra point here for ODU. Good snap. Snyder plants it in the turf. Wally plants it into the net. Timeout on the field. 2:41 to play in our third quarter. It is now Ohio Dominican 38, Finley 7, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University is proud of the military veterans and those now serving in the Reserves and National Guard who are Ohio Dominican students. We support our veterans through the Patriots Program and financial aid resources, which include a 25% tuition discount to all military veterans, including those on active duty, the Reserve, and the National Guard. Discounts also apply to their spouses in our Working Professional Bachelor's and Master's Degree Program.
This is Charlie Dennis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ohio Dominican leading Finley 38-7 with 2:41 to go in the third quarter. Some professional football being played tonight. Seattle visiting Arizona. The Seahawks leading the Cardinals 17-13 with 10:43 to go in the third quarter. It's been a good game so far for Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson. 15 of 23 through the air for 199 yards and 2 touchdowns. Let's now head back out to Panther Field where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Well, Mark Nichols is having a career night here tonight. Last week, who did we play last week? 2 weeks ago, he had 33 rushes at Walsh, which was a new career high. He has already surpassed his career high of 212 yards that he had last year against Lake Erie. And tonight, 242. He has matched his career best of 3 touchdowns that he had last year against Malone. And he has also surpassed his longest career run, which was 48 yards. He's got a 70-yarder here tonight. And there's 2:41 to go in the third quarter, and it's 38-7 Panthers.
Yeah, he just, sorry, Todd, he just keeps getting these big chunks of yards. He had the 72-yarder. He had one that was over 50, I believe it was, and then just a very pedestrian 20-yard gain on that last scoring drive. And, you know, I don't think, considering the Finley defense and the way the Finley defense has been able to contain the run all season, I don't think they expected this at all. I mean, I think they expected to get a heavy dose of two running backs with Brandon Schoen and Mark Nichols, but we saw Schoen go out with the injury in the first half, and, you know, Mark Nichols has taken the load.
Panthers now with 552 yards of total offense. And again, still almost 18 minutes of football to go here in this third quarter. So, Brent Wally will be kicking it away. Just a tremendous night here tonight at Panther Field with still a long way to go, but well, the Panthers tonight on the national stage are showing the country, at least anyways, that I guess they're for real. Here's Wally to kick it away. Short one. And Bruton will take it at the 25. He's rumbling to the 30, and Davon Fitzgerald with another special team tackle will plant him at the 29-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Finley Oilers. And if you're Finley right now, I don't even know what direction you turn in. You're down 38-7, and nothing you've done virtually has worked.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of keep on trying to stick to your game plan. I mean, they spread the ball around. They throw the ball. They run the ball. And, you know, short of some funky gadget plays, I don't know what else you can do.
First down and 10 from the 29, and Devontae Payne will give to Daquan Ford, and he'll make his way forward across the 35 near the 36-yard line. I mean, you're at the point right now where you would think that they would have to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah.
Ford has been successful tonight for them, but
Payne's thrown two interceptions.
Yes, he has. One to Billy Akins and one to Dominic Clegg. Second down and 3 from the 35, maybe the 36-yard line here for Finley. Closing in on 2 minutes to go in our third quarter. And it'll be Ford. Sidesteps one, and we'll have the first down at the 40. Anthony Small Jr. will make the tackle. Redshirt freshman out of Shaw High School in Cleveland. First down Finley at the 40.
You know, it's interesting, Todd. They got their running this little zone read option, and with Payne in there, he's an entire foot taller than Ford, and I'm wondering if that makes it a little bit more difficult to pick up on who has the ball and who doesn't, because Ford can kind of hide behind Payne there.
Hand off again this time. This is Anthony Lanier, and he will make his way across the 45 near the 46-yard line. So Lanier checks in and spells Daquan Ford, and we saw Lanier on a possession in the first half. Going to bring up second down now at about 6. Or correct that. After a gain of 6, it'll be second down and 4. Get my math backwards there. So on second down, Payne will give to Lanier. Cuts back to his left. Nice move and into the second level and down to the Panther 43. That'll be a gain of 10. First down for Finley. You got Anthony Smith, Luke Carruthers, Mason Sawicki coming in. And checking out three defensive linemen for the Panthers. First down and 10 at the 43-yard line of ODU for Finley. They trail 38-7 last minute third quarter. And Payne on first down is going to keep this time to the near side, to the 40. He's into the secondary and stumbles down at the 25-yard line. Justin Bell hit him at about the 32, and when he fell down, he was at the 25.
And I think he saved the touchdown.
I think he did,
he
too.
Nothing but real estate ahead of him, open real estate for Devontae Payne. And he got hit so hard, his grandkids are going to be born with headaches.
First down and 10 at the 25-yard line. Lanier remains in there. Another high snap. Payne will just dump it off to Brown, who caught it around his knees, and he's down at the 21. First of all, good throw by Payne.
Yeah.
Even better catch by Jared Brown, his first of the night. He's a dangerous guy, that H-back tight end position, but they've been unable to utilize him tonight. And that'll be his first catch. It'll be a gain of four, and Finley will let the quarter clock run out. One more quarter to play here tonight from Panther Field. It is Ohio Dominican 38, Finley 7. Back to the fourth quarter here at Ohio Dominican University after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ohio Dominican leading Finley 38-7 as we get set to begin the fourth quarter at Panther Field. First, a couple of updates involving fall sports at ODU. It'll be a busy weekend for the ODU women's volleyball program. The Panthers, 8-10 overall and 3-6 in conference play, will host Northern Michigan on Friday and Michigan Tech on Saturday as they attempt to get back to the 500 mark by weekend's end. One would have to think that a bright future awaits this Panther squad, given the fact that many key contributors are underclassmen, with a few originally from the Columbus area. Sophomore Lauren Kramer, a native of Kettering, Ohio, leads the team with 185 kills. Sophomore and former Bishop Watterson product Darby Slavin has 304 assists, and freshman and former Central Crossing product Megan Hendershot has 195 digs. These three young ladies are sure to play a big part in returning this program to its winning ways. The Panthers are seeking their first winning season since 2009. And speaking of wins, ODU women's volleyball head coach Sandy Rowley is approaching a historic number. She is now 23 victories away from 500 career wins as head coach of the ODU women's volleyball program. Meanwhile, the Ohio Dominican women's golf team finished 7th at the Ferris State Bulldog Invitational on October 13th with a team score of 663. Sophomore Jamie Allison from Mason, Ohio, paced the Panthers with a 12th-place finish after shooting a 156. Senior Ashley Schwartz from Lima, Ohio, finished in a tie for 32nd after shooting a 167. Freshman Jamie Witt from Miamisburg, Ohio, carded a 169, while junior Lauren Kyer from Pickerington shot a 173. Rounding out the team scoring was junior Danielle Misensik from Concord, Ohio, with a 174, excuse me, and competing as an individual, freshman Aaron Smitty from Liberty Township, Ohio, finished with a 198. Ohio Dominican will conclude the fall season at the William Bing Beal Fall Classic, hosted by Finley University on Monday, October 21st. Let's now head back out to Panther Field, where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Final 15 minutes of action here at ODU, and the Panthers on top of Finley 38-7. Oilers on the move. They will have second down and 6 yards to go with the football at the 21. Total offense after three quarters for ODU, 552. For Finley, 30. Teams have run the same amount of plays. 63 for ODU, 62 for Finley. Panthers will have next week off, just a peculiar scheduling this year for ODU. Two Thursday games, handful of night games, a bye week towards the last third of the season, and
only four home games.
And only four home games. All right, here we go. 38-7 Panthers. Devontae Payne out there for the Oilers. They'll have it over here on the near sideline. Three receivers left, one over here to the right. Daquan Ford back out there at running back. And Payne takes a shotgun snap, looks left, fake pumps, now down the middle for Brown. Wide open, spins around, makes the catch, and scores. Good. Fake pump by Payne. Got the Panthers' attention. Brown streaking down the middle. And the Oilers into the end zone for the second time.
Yeah, I don't know if that ball got tipped. I doubt it because he's 6'7", but it was a little bit of a wobbler, and it didn't have much heat on it. And Brown was like he was just kind of waiting, but they were able to connect and get into the end zone and still counted for 6. Might not have been pretty, but it counted.
Seth White will try the point after. Snap back, hold down, kick is up, and it is good. 14:55 to play now in the fourth quarter, just 5 seconds in. And it's now Ohio Dominican 38 and Finley 14. Well, fans, have you seen the all-new official athletic home of ODU Sports? AutomaticPanthers.com. It's the new redesign, your all-access pass to Panthers Sports. Every day, new content made available to you, whether it's an article, photos, even video that allows you to keep up with the very latest in ODU athletics. Go to AutomaticPanthers.com, the official athletic site of the Panthers. 38-14. Panthers appear to have the hands team out there just in case. The Oilers would try an onside kick right here. 7 plays, 71-yard drive, 2 minutes and 41 seconds on that scoring drive for Finley. And this will be Mark Hunka to kick off. Josh Rohde has been doing the kicking off, so we'll see if that means anything. Hunka will approach, and he'll send it skyward, and Mark Nichols on the run from the 12. Out to the 30. He's to the 35 and out near the 37-yard line. Nice return for Mark Nichols. The Panthers came in. They ranked second in the country in kick return average at around 33 a game. And we're ninth in punt return average. Now, the Panthers haven't had a punt return tonight and only a couple of kick returns. But, boy, that has been an area that the Panthers have excelled in amazingly with two kick returns and one punt return for touchdown in the first six games.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that has contributed to the success of this season, finding points in different ways. And
first down give is to Mark Nichols, goes to the right side, and he'll kind of bullet his way for a gain of about 5 on first down.
And just to finish that thought, Todd, what we were talking about before the game is when you look at our total points this year, what was it, 41% of it have come from non-offensive plays.
Yep.
And when you can get production like that, you're going to be hard to beat.
Second down after a gain of 4. Here's Nichols straight through the middle to midfield to the Finley 46. He looks as fresh as he did at 8:06.
I was just going to say, Todd, he's got that burst at 14:23 left in this contest, and he's out there running as hard as can be.
First down and 10 Panthers, and we got a penalty here as McLeod's going to make a catch, 45 to the 40, and Des Stewart never got set over here on the near side, and is going to get flagged for movement, so it'll be first and 15 here for the Panthers. Mark Miller coming into this drive, 24 of 27 for 227 and two touchdowns through the air. Mark Nichols at the beginning of this drive, 242 on the ground and three touchdowns. So it'll be first and 15 back at the 49-yard line, and Ronnell Spates will spell Mark Nichols in the backfield. Two receivers near side, one to the right, and Miller will give the senior Ronnell Spates. He's forward over the 50, back to the Finley 45, and dives forward to the 43-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7 for Ronnell Spates. Second down play coming up now for ODU.
I haven't seen much of Spates since, I want to say, the Hillsdale game.
If you're right.
Yep.
Let's say Grand Valley. Second down and 6. And it'll be Miller to throw. He's got Butler. He makes the catch. 35, 30. Head down to the 26-yard line. First catch of the season for Jared Butler. He had 3 catches last year. Boy, well, he was just unguarded by Finley.
Yeah, he even looked a little surprised too when he caught the ball. He said, shoot, now what do I got to do? I got to run it?
McKnight and McLeod right, Stewart left. Spates remains in the backfield here on first and 10. And Miller will keep. He's going to run in behind Spates to the 20, to the 15, and he's to the 14-yard line. I don't think he was supposed to keep. It was a high snap. Give Ronald Spates credit. He didn't wait around. He just took off, and Miller followed him right up through the hole and a first down run.
Seen Mark Miller break a few this year to get big positive yards and first down.
And Miller will throw on first down, and it's deflected and knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Boy, we haven't seen that very often this year, a deflected ball thrown by Mark Miller. It'll be second and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Kevin Bruton in there got a big paw on it. 6'3", 250 pounds.
So it'll be second down and 10 now for ODU from the 14. Ronnell Bates up the middle. He will cut back to the 10 and down around the 8. So that'll be a gain of 6, third and 4 now coming up for the Panther offense. 12:55 to go in the fourth quarter, leading 38-14. Weeks and Stewart left. McKnight and McLeod right. They throw it over here to Stewart. Got the catch. Moves forward. Spins his way towards the goal line. And he's down around the 1. It'll be first and goal for Ohio Dominican. Stewart will come out a little gingerly. Casey Williams will replace him. And Ronnell Spates will line up behind Mark Miller here on first down and goal. Ball on the near side hash mark. And it's Spates. Cut back again. Hit, falls forward to the goal line, and he didn't quite get in. Got to the one-inch line, if you will, for Ronnell Spates. It'll be second and goal.
There are about 3 cutbacks on that one. Just jump step, sidestep. Couldn't quite get there.
Second down and goal from just inside the 1. It's Spates sweeping left, but they got a hold of him back at the 7-yard line. A missed block as Kevin Bruton comes through and makes the sack. Well, it won't be a sack, a tackle for loss. And now, all of a sudden, it's third and goal from the 7. So a rare missed assignment up front. And on third down, now Mark Nichols will check back into the lineup. Nate Weeks will check out, so they'll go 2 backs here. Still 15 on the play clock. It'll be McKnight and Johnson right, Casey Williams to the left on third and goal from around the 6. Miller now will send Spates in motion, and the Panthers line move. So third and goal from the 11.
Right about the first and goal from the inch line, and now it's third and goal from the 11. And you know, last time we got down here, it looks like they're trading out a bunch of personnel here.
So Johnson and McKnight out. You've got Stewart and McLeod back in. Bates will line up wide receiver right. They're going to go empty backfield here. So Stewart and Weeks left. Butler, McLeod, and Spates to the right. On third and goal from the 11. Miller takes it. Looking over the middle. It's Butler. The catch turns forward. And he stops short of the goal line at the 1. And it's fourth and goal from inside the 1. And the Panthers are going to send the special forces out there to try a field goal. They actually did spot the ball back closer to the 3. Boy, the people came running in at the 1, and then they set it down at the 3. So they will try the field goal here. Clock winding, 10:35 to play. So this will be a 20-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark for Brent Wally, who's made one tonight. Good snap, good hold, and the kick is up and good. Timeout on the field, 10:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. New score now, Ohio Dominican 41, Findlay 14. Here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ohio Dominican now with a massive 41-14 lead over Findlay with 10:20 to go in the fourth quarter. The Lake Erie Storm will make their way to Fawcett Stadium to take on the Malone Pioneers at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. The Storm's offense has featured one of the top rushing attacks in the GLIAC, thanks in large part to running back Anthony Bilal. The sophomore tailback has rushed for 948 yards, good for third best in the GLIAC, and is no stranger to the end zone, as evidenced by his conference-leading 14 rushing touchdowns. It has also been a fine season for fifth-year senior quarterback Brendan Gallagher, who has thrown for 1,500 119 yards and 9 touchdowns. On the other side of the coin, it has been a rough year for Malone, who continues to look for their first win of the 2013 season. The Pioneers have surrendered the most points of any GLIAC team. The passing game has been abysmal for Malone, but one bright spot has been the running game, which has racked up the third most yards in the conference. Maybe that will give the Pioneers a chance in this affair, as Lake Erie has the worst defense in the conference when it comes to stopping the run. Now back out to Panther Field, where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie. 41-14 here as the Panthers lead after a 20-yard field goal by Brent Wally, adding on to his single-season record of field goals made, which has turned into a good and a bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got maybe the best place kicker in the conference. The character up at Wayne State, whose name escapes me right now, who was the first-team GLIAC place kicker a year ago, Terlecki. Stefan Terlecki. Should be a Swedish tennis player. Playing Matt Wilander. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'll reel me back in for a second.
Did you have a stroke?
Anyways, it turned into a good and a bad because now they haven't finished off drives this year.
Yeah.
This is a team that, you know, you look at the red zone and you see 85%, but coming into tonight, 22 red zone scores, but only 15 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And there they settled again.
It's one of those things where you want to have a great one like we do with Wally, but you just hope you never have to use them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I never understood why Jim Tressel said the most important play in football was the punt. It was like, I get that, but why do you want to punt the ball? You want first downs and touchdowns.
And the Panthers have done both of those tonight. All right. It'll be Wally to kick it off, leading 41-14 with 10:20 to play in the fourth quarter. And Brent will kick it along the ground this time. And that'll roll and be bobbled and still lose. And, boy, that's going to be some kind of mad scramble for the football. So pushing and shoving. We've seen that throughout the night. Referee will break that up. Panthers are pointing that they have the ball, but will wait for some sort of an official signal. Perez Bryant, the team leader in the chant before the game, says they've got it. But by that groan from below, that would be a good indication that the official is pointed the other way, and it'll be Finley football.
Yeah, I think that ball probably traded hands a few times there at the bottom of that pile. I think Brad McCurdy was, Johnny on the spot, was right in there when he saw Finley bobble it a little bit, but still they put him in average field position here, 21-yard line, and just try to keep another defensive stand. And well, Finley's taking a while over there on the sideline trying to get it together. Maybe they didn't see this.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're going to be shocked when they get to the ball, and there's going to be 10 seconds on the play clock.
Yeah.
And Devontae Payne will come back out at quarterback. They'll have Daquan Ford to his right. They get there in time, and they snap it with one on the clock. And Payne's going to look to throw to Brown, 25. Justin Bell and Brad McCurdy and Warren Shields will finally bring him down, but not before he picks up 12 or 13. You know, he's still not down. They finally bring him to the ground at the 37, a 16-yard pickup to Jared Brown, who just a possession ago finally got involved in the offense and made a touchdown catch. Payne now 5 for 11 for 65 yards on the night. First down from the 36. And Payne will throw, or a bigger part, hand off to Ford, and Warren Shields just came cruising right through the hole and just applied another one of those patented Warren Shields tackles. No gain. Tackle off of two.
Yeah, when Ford back in the game after that last possession by Finley, he sat out a few plays, thought maybe something was going on.
He just checked back out again. He's got 115 yards rushing on the night, and Anthony Lanier will replace him, a freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Second now and 12 for this Finley offense. They trail 41-14, and Payne will roll this near side. Looking downfield, being pressured, and throws to White, but it's incomplete right at his feet. So it'll be third down and 12 coming up now for Finley.
Ed White open a little bit earlier on that play, but Payne was looking downfield to try to get a big play and a big chunk of yardage, and that option disappeared with the Ohio Dominican secondary, and by that time, Seth White wasn't open anymore. So it'll be third and long here for the Finley Oilers. Running in at a time with 9:12 left on the clock.
Oilers are 4 out of 12 on third down tonight. Payne takes a knee-high snap. Steps up, throws left. Henry's got it, the first down at the Ohio Medican 49-yard line. Lloyd Henry with the first down grab, and the Oilers will move the chain. Good throw that time from Payne.
Yeah, that was right on the money, and, you know, we can see the strength that Payne has. I know he was a highly touted quarterback coming out of high school up there at
South High School in Cleveland.
Cleveland South. Started out at Eastern Michigan, and now he's here at Findlay.
First and 10 from the 49 of ODU. Anthony Lanier, no, it's going to be Payne. Pressured, got out of it, scrambling over here to the near side, will run. Stiff arms one to the 45, to the 40, and forward now to the 39. And Dominic Clegg just became that's the posterization of a dunk right there. Well, that was a stiff arm to the ground for Dominic Clegg, who, give him credit, popped right back up and dove on the pile at the end of the run, which was 10 yards and a first down for Payne.
Yeah, didn't give up on it. He got, I would imagine, being 6'7", 250 pounds. He got some pretty big hands, and Dominic Clegg got the entire thing right in his face, but he popped right back up, came back in, and did some mop-up duty on that tackle.
8:20 to play in the game. As Payne and the Oilers are on the move, and it'll be Payne to throw. He will roll and throw, hit as he throws to an open man. That is Lanier with the catch at the 20. He's to the 5 and down at the 3. And Anthony Smith just got held like you've never been held before on that play, and the official looking right at it didn't throw it. And it'll be first and goal for Findlay inside the 5.
Yeah, kind of a busted play there with Lanier coming out of the backfield and pretty much wide open, but I think it was probably because of that hold that got missed.
And it'll be Lanier cutting back, walks into the end zone, touchdown Findlay. So the Oilers back into the end zone with 7:55 to play in the fourth quarter, and it's now 41-20. And a point after coming up here for the Oilers. That was a good throw by Payne going back to that last play, hitting Lanier on that wheel route. Give him credit for making a good throw, and boy, he was hit hard as he let go of the football and hung in there and made a good toss. Seth White out to try the extra point. And it is on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 7:55 to play, fourth quarter. It's now Ohio Dominican 41 and Findlay 21 here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Hello, everyone. This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Findlay scored another touchdown, but it is still a very comfortable lead for Ohio Dominican as the Panthers lead the Oilers 41-21 with 7:55 to go in the fourth quarter. The fourth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes will be back in action on Saturday afternoon as they welcome the Iowa Hawkeyes to Ohio Stadium for a 3:30 kickoff. The Scarlet and Gray's last game was 2 weeks ago when they won a 40-30 nail-biter over Northwestern back on October 5th. Ohio State running back Carlos Hyde was a big reason why OSU won that game as he totaled 168 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns against the Wildcats. This is the first meeting between OSU and Iowa since 2010. The Hawkeyes enter this year's matchup at 4-2 overall and 1-1 in Big Ten play. Iowa running back Mark Wiseman is third in rushing yards in the Big Ten with 624 yards on the ground. And speaking of that running game, the Hawkeyes will look for more success in that particular area after being held to a measly 23 yards rushing in their 26-14 loss to Michigan State last Saturday. The Buckeyes have historically dominated the series, owning a 46-14-3 all-time record against Iowa. The last win for the Hawkeyes over the Buckeyes came back in 2004. Now back out to Panther Field, Todd Bell and Matt Natale standing by.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Buckeyes against Iowa this weekend. Do they still wear that FHA patch on the top of their helmet, Iowa? Do their tight ends still stand up? Hayden Fry still there? Chuck Long?
Oh, man.
Anything?
I don't know. You lost me. I'm trying to figure out my undersized glove here.
41-21. Panthers have the lead with 7:55. The worst part about these media timeouts is it gives us more time to talk.
Yeah.
That's not good. Just keep us to the football game and we'll do okay.
You let me get astray?
It's easy to leave. Have you ever seen me drive?
All those road trips, we had six of them this year.
I've missed a road or two, haven't I?
Blame it on wanting to go to Grandpa's Cheese Barn. Last week up at Ashland. No, you don't. You missed the exit.
No, I didn't. We're going to the Cheese Barn. Hit the Goasis, and you go to Grandpa's Cheese Barn. It's a day.
They're in Amish country.
Finley going to have a substitution here because they couldn't decide who was going to kick off. They have three guys who kick. Rody kicks off some, Hunka kicks off and place kicks, White place kicks. Nichols and Johnson are back to receive this kick for the Panthers. That will be a pooch. Fair catch signal for by Abe Johnson, or I beg your pardon, by Justin Bell. But the Oilers leaped into the air and caught it, and that's going to be fair catch interference against Finley. That is a great job by Justin Bell. Mm-hmm. Well-coached special teams by ODU. All you got to do is signal fair catch, and Finley can't do anything about it.
Nope. And
It's an unfortunate rule if you're trying to onside kick.
Yeah.
But if the ball does not hit the ground and you pooch it up into the air, if you signal fair catch, you cannot recover the ball. You can't be the first to touch it. And it'll be ODU ball at the 47-yard line.
No, and you're exactly right on Justin Bell's account. The captain there has just been incredible in the secondary and special teams. And how many times have we talked about how important the special teams have been this year? And it's heads-up smart plays like that that really show how well this team is coached in every facet of the game.
Well, you just had 2.5 minutes over here on the sideline.
Yeah.
You had plenty of time to get it figured out. And what was the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a personal foul. That's a 15-yard penalty for fair catch interference. And so the ball comes to the 38-yard line. And Mark Nichols, 40 yards shy of a school record, isn't going to get it on this possession. A false start here. Here's Nichols up the middle, 35. He's down to the 32-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5, maybe 6 on first down. Well, Brandon Schoen a year ago established a new rushing record, 298 yards at Grand Valley State. And Mark Nichols flirting with that here tonight with the Panthers leading 41-20 with 7.5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, they're going to do everything that they can to keep that clock running. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of breaks in action tonight. We've talked about it quite a bit with the TV and media timeouts. And let's see, it's about 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Miller on second down gives to Nichols, sweeping to his left, lowers his head into the 28. Pass called 29. He's a yard shy of the first down. You are listening to Baja Dominican Panther football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG Columbus. Todd Bell, Matt Natale, Charlie Danis back at the studios. Panthers on a national stage tonight. Jumped out to a 31-7 halftime lead. They've scored twice here in the second half and lead 41-21 with 6:45 to go in the game. And will not play for two more Saturdays. So they've got plenty of time to rest any bumps and bruises that they have suffered in the last 5 days of games, Saturday against Ashland and today. Miller on third and one gives to Nichols, and they've got this one swarmed under back at the 35-yard line. Well, they knew the Panthers weren't going to throw,
mm-hmm.
and they brought 11 guys, and they stopped Nichols at the 35-yard line, and let's see what the Panthers do here on fourth down and long. I can almost guarantee you that they're going to let the play clock expire here and then call a timeout to start with. Is it going to be the punting unit? Is it going to be the field goal unit? They're going to bring them out. It's Brent Wally going to try what will be a school record.
Yeah.
Thought he had a school record up at Walsh when he hit a 50-yarder, but there was a penalty against the defense. This is 51 yards for Brent Wally. Kick is on the way. It's got to hurry, and it didn't get there. He left it a little short. So the Panthers will give it back to Finley. We know he's got the leg.
Yes.
Didn't quite hit that one well enough. And another Panther drive will stall, resulting in a missed field goal, and Finley will take over at the 34-yard line with 5:42 to play in the game.
Yeah, and down at that end zone, Todd, the flags up there on top of the uprights aren't even moving,
nope.
So you might as well go for it. It is a little chilly tonight. We saw before the game that he was poking them through from about 55, maybe 57 yards, so we know he's got that leg, and maybe just a little too chilly right now for the distance on that one.
So it'll be first down for Finley. Devontae Payne now 7-14 passing for 117 yards and a touchdown, but he does have two interceptions. And on first down, Payne, short drop, fake pump, steps up, fakes a pass, now will run, and out of bounds on the ODU 46-yard line. Nice effort by Payne, picked up 12, and they will move the chain.
And that big quarterback running towards the Ohio Dominican sideline had everybody scattering.
First and 10, they actually spot him at the 45, so a gain of 11 for Payne. And this Oiler offense. They will send Hampson in motion on a jet sweep, give it to him, then back to White. He wants to throw downfield. Nobody is open. Throws it up, and Hampson dropped it at the 40. Hampson did a good job of coming back to the football, but Dominic Clegg hit him as it got there, and he didn't hang on.
Yeah,
it'll
a little,
be second and 10.
Little trick play there, and kind of fell apart there. They were lucky to kind of get somebody quasi-open, but Dominic Clegg, Johnny on the spot to break up the pass. Second down and 10 now is 5:19 left in the game.
And Anthony Lanier will be in there at the running back position. On second down, Payne will throw. Dumps it off to Brown. He's got it. Carrying tacklers into ODU territory. That's Tanksley and Small Jr. on the tackle. Gain of 5. It'll be 3rd and 5 right at midfield with 5 minutes to go in the game. Panthers leading 41-21.
Yeah, and I think at this point, every fourth down they come across, they're going to be going for it.
Two receivers left. Hampton over here to the near side. And Payne takes the snap. Drops back over the middle for Brown. He's got the catch. Then he fumbles the football. Martavius Lewis has picked it up. And now they're going to say incomplete.
I don't know about that one. I think the receiver had the possession and just flat fumbled it.
Throw the challenge flag. It's on TV. We got to have replay, right?
Get under the hood.
Probably not, huh?
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
This game's taking long enough. That's what I was trying to say earlier. It's already after 11. This game would normally be over already. So, you know, a little bit out of the normal rhythm, but I'll take it with a 20-point lead right now with 4:39 left in the game.
And they will go for it here on fourth down. They need the Ohio Dominican 45. Two receivers left, one to the right here for Payne. Panthers will bring 4. Payne throws down the middle for Brown. He can't make the catch. Good coverage by Colton Skinner downfield. And the Oilers will turn it over on down right at midfield. Timeout on the field with 4:33 to play in the game. It is Ohio Dominican 41, Finley 21 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University prepares you for a fulfilling career. ODU is ranked highly among Ohio's colleges in a recent survey that measured lifetime return on investment. Ohio Dominican is Central Ohio's only comprehensive Catholic Dominican University and offers more than 50 majors and graduate programs, including exercise science, sport management, and more. Through ODU's Evening Degree Accelerated Program, you can advance your career by attending class just one night a week. Apply today at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Davis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ohio Dominican looking to put the finishing touches on their 7th win of the season as they lead Finley 41-21 with 4:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Our final GLIAC game that we will preview tonight involves the Wildcats of Northern Michigan and the Lakers of Grand Valley State. It'll be Northern Michigan traveling up to Lubbers Stadium to face off against the Lakers at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. It's been tough sledding for Northern Michigan lately as the Wildcats have dropped their last 4 games. The big reason why the Wildcats have struggled has been great instability at the quarterback position. Three different quarterbacks, Cody Sapanik, Dustin Thomas, and Shea Brown, have been under center for Northern Michigan this season, and all three have collectively struggled, combining for five passing touchdowns and seven interceptions. Meanwhile, stability has been restored to the quarterback position for Grand Valley State. After missing three games due to injury, Heath Parling has returned and so far has impressed, throwing six combined touchdowns in his last two games. The Lakers have two offensive performers that have stood out this season. Running back Michael Ratay has rushed for 576 yards and 10 touchdowns, and wide receiver Brandon Green is simply electric when he gets his hands on the ball, averaging 29.4 yards per catch. Let's now go back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, thank you very much, Charlie. As we get set for the last 4:33 of our ball game, and it'll be Ohio Dominican with the football. Anyway, we're kind of set around a little bit. We're looking at our live stats that just suddenly jumped Mark Nichols an additional 50 yards somehow, and our live stats say it's 301. I don't know what to believe at this particular point. So, for the last possession, it said he was at 250-something, and now all of a sudden it says he has 301, so I'm a little bit puzzled right now, but nonetheless, it'll be Ohio Dominican football with 4:33 to go. Now the rest of the season, partner, 2 weeks off now. And then you go to Tiffin on November the 2nd. Final home game against Lake Erie on the 9th of November. And then finish up at Malone on November 16th. And you're looking at a situation right now against three teams that are all below 500. And if you just take care of business, you'll have some kind of season here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any way we wouldn't be able to make the playoffs if we just finish out strong with the three teams that you just mentioned.
Here's Mark Nichols on the first down run over the 50 to the 46-yard line.
You know, we were a little concerned about it, starting out with an NAIA school, albeit a very good NAIA school in Georgetown. And then having the bye week, that's when we knew that we just had to take care of Grand Valley State, number four in the country at the time. We ended up getting past them fairly easily and answered all our other tests. Ashland, Hillsdale, you know, Wash, we had our backs up against the wall there for a little while and ended up pulling that one out. And you got to think, despite a couple of those variables and factors, that they went out, they'll make the playoffs.
Here's Nichols again, straight up the middle, and he'll carry to the 40-yard line and be down right there. Stats updated again, and he's carrying. So I guess I'm going to have to go with what we have in front of us, which would be Mark Nichols establishing a new school record of over 300 yards rushing, breaking Brandon Schoen's record of 298 from a year ago. It'll be third down and less than a yard here for ODU. Miller will go in under center for the first time since I don't know how long, and he'll QB sneak it forward and we'll let him unpile. All he had to do was get to the stripe to get the first down, and I'm fairly certain that where he fell down he had it, but I guess not. They're going to spot him short. Nope, it'll be fourth down, and you got to go for here on fourth and inches.
Yeah, 3 minutes left. Just got to keep that clock running and take that win and head into the two-week hiatus. I think that's a well-deserved break for these guys. Some injuries that are need some healing, some bumps and bruises.
Here's Nichols on fourth and a yard, and he has got the first down. Not by a lot. And it'll be first and 10 Panthers at the 40-yard line.
And I don't want to say it gives you a chance to breathe a little bit going into the last three games, but by far, the toughest games that we have played so far are coming before this bye week, and it gives the last 3 weeks after the bye. You don't want to put it on autopilot by any means, but at least it gives you a little bit of a chance to kind of breathe a little easier.
Well, Panthers wholesale subs right now. Play clock rolling down, and they're going to end up using a timeout and kind of one by one, allowing the offensive lineman to check out of the game, and the Panthers will now use a timeout. So Howard, Cunningham, Kelke, who was out earlier with an injury, Kofer, and Brandt, all done for the night offensive line. Kevin Hattrick junior out of Houston, Texas, has replaced Mark Miller at quarterback, and Mark Nichols replaced by Ronnell Spates. And again, if what I'm seeing in front of me now is accurate, 33 carries, matching a career high, at a school record 312 yards and three rushing touchdowns tonight for the senior from Newark Catholic. And again, he had to carry the load. Brandon Schoen injured in the early second quarter of today's game. And boy, Mark Nichols able to just say, all right, guys, get on my back. Here we go. And a school record performance tonight for Mark Nichols. First down and 10 from the 40. And Kevin Hattrick will take the shotgun. He'll give to Ronnell Spate. And Ronnell will carry for a yard or two. Kenny Klatt a little exuberant with that tackle after the play had ended. But cooler heads prevail, and it'll be second down at about 9. Well, last 2 minutes, partner, and a exhausting week for the folks here at Ohio Dominican University. Headed up by Athletic Director Jeff Blair. And if you think it was just the athletic department that put this week on, then you're kidding yourselves. Virtually anybody who was had any kind of spare time on their hands in the last 3-4 months has been in the planning of tonight and everything that went on with this football game tonight. As Hattrick will give to Spates off the left side, will carry for another yard. It'll be 3rd and 8. From the IT people to the management people all across the board, to the students who showed up tonight, it's the first weeknight home game with students on campus.
Yeah.
They were amazing tonight. The crowd before the game, the tailgating going on, the additional lighting, the additional bleachers that were brought in. And everything has gone off smoothly here tonight, and you couldn't have asked for a better football game for Ohio Dominican to showcase their talents in front of the country and leading 41-21 on a third down play here coming up.
And my reserve parking spot out there on Panther Parkway.
There is Spate. Oh, he is hit at the 35-yard line. He'll be well shy of the first down, but that is going to do it. They won't have to snap it again. The Ohio Dominican Panthers have equaled a school record 12th consecutive victory with a convincing win tonight over the Findlay Oilers by the final score of 41-21. A great show put on here by Ohio Dominican. And the football team responds after a slugfest last Saturday in Ashland. Ohio Dominican comes out, they hit the accelerator button, and they come up with a victory tonight, 41-21. We'll have comments from head coach Phil Connolly, and our postgame festivities are all on the way. We'll start with Charlie Danis in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studio.
Thank you very much, Todd. Wow, what a night for the Ohio Dominican Panthers as they come away with a 41-21 victory over the Findlay Oilers tonight. Ohio Dominican now a perfect 7-0 overall in 2013 and a perfect 6-0 in conference play, and they did it in front of a national TV audience. Now the nation knows that the Panthers have a pretty darn good football team. Coming up on the Panthers postgame show, we'll recap tonight's game, talk with Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Connolly, and update you on scores across the GLIAC and beyond. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu. You.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house. And we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello and welcome to the Panthers post-game show. I'm Charlie Danis, live from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. It's a final at Panther Field, a very happy final at that, as Ohio Dominican defeats Finley tonight by a final score of 41-21. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and join Todd Bell. Todd, this was the first ever nationally televised game at Panther Field. And for a lot of people, sometimes when they're under the bright lights, when they have to go up on that big stage, they're nervous. They're not able to exactly get into the moment, so to speak. But tonight, the Panthers embrace being watched by a nationally televised audience. And the biggest performer tonight by far was running back Mark Nichols.
Yeah, there's no question about it. 312-yard school record on 33 carries tonight. And Mark Nichols was, he was just on another planet, it appeared there. What an effort out of him, the offensive line. And, boy, you know, you overlook a passing performance tonight of Mark Miller, 27 of 31 for 259. Ordinarily, he'd be the shining star, but the great running attack tonight by Mark Nichols, and the Panthers win tonight 41-21. And really, to kind of build on your point there, Charlie, the fact that the Panthers' opening possession of the game, they go 10 plays, 73 yards in 2 minutes and 29 seconds to take a 7-0 lead after getting a 3-and-out, and they never looked back after that. They were able to just put the pedal to the metal at 14-0, led 14-7, then 31-7 at half. And really, I think some disappointing possessions in the second half. If you talk to the coaches afterwards, again, maybe not finishing off some drives, settling for a field goal, and then a long field goal that was no good. But the Panthers come away with the 41-21 victory. We're still standing by for Coach Conley, who is down on the field filling the obligations with CBS Sports Network, who was here broadcasting the game here tonight. So we'll hit Coach Conley as soon as he gets done down there. Couple of numbers. Panthers tonight, 86 plays for 679 yards of total offense, 54 running plays for 420 yards on the night, and again, 33 carries for 312 yards for Mark Nichols and 3 touchdowns. Brandon Schoen injured in the second quarter, finished with 5 for 44. 6 carries tonight for Mark Miller and 24 yards. Mark passing tonight again, 27 to 31, no interceptions, 259 and 2 touchdowns. Receiving tonight, Dez Stewart finished with 9 catches for 73 yards. Abe Johnson had 7 for 86. Ronald McLeod 6 for 34. And Jared Butler even had a couple for 25 in the game tonight. For the Finley Oilers, 75 plays, 417 yards of total offense. On the ground, 47 rushing plays for 280 yards. Daquan Ford, 29 carries for 113 yards and a touchdown. Passing, Devontae Payne finished 8 of 17, 2 interceptions, 122 yards, and a score. Verlon Reed, before being injured in the second quarter, was 4 of 10 for just 15 yards. Their leading receiver, Lloyd Henry, 5 catches for 49 yards. Jared Brown had 4 catches for 45 and a touchdown tonight. Some of the miscellaneous numbers, time of possession, almost 32 minutes for the Panthers, 28 minutes for Finley. Third downs, 5 of 13 for ODU, 5 of 14 for Finley. Panthers were 7 out of 7 in the red zone, while Finley only got there 3 times. They were 2 out of 3. Defensively, the Panthers, Justin Bell led the way with 10 tackles. Cody Culbertson and Warren Shields each finished with 9. Dominic Clegg had six and an interception. Billy Akins also had an interception tonight. Harold Jones-Corte had 12 tackles to lead the way for the Findlay Oilers. Panthers now are 7-0 on the season. They are 6-0 in conference play and will next be at Tiffin. The Findlay Oilers, they dropped to 4-3, and they are now 2-3 in conference play. To the sidelines, Matt Natale standing by with head coach Bill Connolly.
Coach Connolly, congratulations on the win. Mark Nichols, huge night tonight, school record for rushing. Talk about his performance, and you know, he couldn't have done any of it without the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, that's really take credit to the offensive line. I thought Mark Miller did a great job of command of the huddle. And keeping things going. Great field generally is, but Mark Nichols played the best game of his career. And I'll tell you what, he really has got better each week. And I think it's showing. We wouldn't trade Mark Nichols for anybody in the league that carrying that football now.
And talk about how important that is when somebody like Brandon has an injury and he just kind of picks up the load and you don't skip a beat.
Exactly right, because, you know, those two guys are a nice 1-2 punch together, and I got my hats off to Rennell Space. He hadn't got much playing time this year, and he stepped in there and did a very good job, too.
Congratulations, Coach, on the win.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much to Coach Connolly. Long night for everybody involved. They're still making the tunnel down to our left, and Matt, we'll go down to you for final comments tonight. What did you hear down there on very happy sidelines in the post game?
Well, Todd, I thought they might have to cut Coach Connolly off there on the post-game interview show on the television. He was very proud, obviously, of his team and the way they performed in the spotlight tonight. And, you know, you got to give all credit to the coaching to get them prepared on a short week and a lot of tough games that they're coming off of. And I'm sure that they're very much looking forward to this this two-week break heading into the home stretch of the season.
Yeah, I think early in the season you look, boy, 2 weeks, all the time off, you know, that's going to be miserable. They need a breather right now.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right on that. We were just talking there during the last break that they had their three biggest tests in the first part of the season, and now this short week, Findlay is no slouch, played on a Thursday night, national spotlight. This is well-deserved time off, and get healthy and get ready for the last three games of the season.
All right, partner, we'll see you in a couple of weeks in Tiffin. All right, final score here tonight. It was Ohio Dominican 41 and Findlay 21. Stay with us. Coming up next, it's Charlie Danis back at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios to wrap things up here tonight on a victory celebration for the Ohio Dominican Panthers, who are now 7-0, carry the nation's longest win streak into this bye week of 12. They have matched the school record with 12 consecutive victories. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Final score, Ohio Dominican 41, Findlay 21. We say so long from Panther Field on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther.
This will be the last trip with our RV. Should we sell it, give it to the kids, or what?
Let's donate it. AM 820 takes any vehicle, including RVs.
Yeah, I heard about that new program. It's easy, towing's free, and we even get a tax break.
And we share the faith by supporting AM 820. I'll do it online at stgabrielradio.com as soon as we get home.
Hello, Ohio Dominican University Panther football fans. I am Father Thomas Blau, the chaplain of Ohio Dominican University. This is a reminder that there are plenty of service opportunities with Sister Margie. Show our true character and the great heart that we have at ODU. Stop by the chapel lobby to say hello and see what is going on. Join the momentum that is building at Ohio Dominican University.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, fills the airwaves in Central Ohio around the clock. Plus, almost anywhere in Ohio during daylight hours. Whether you're in Findlay, Fairborn, or Fostoria, Lancaster, Lima, or Logan, Sydney, or Vandalia, commuters can listen to AM 820. Tune in to the quality Catholic teaching that inspires thousands of souls throughout Ohio. That's AM 820. As a freshman at OSU, I chose to be Catholic when it was convenient and looked good to others. That is, until I met St. Paul's Outreach. My name is David Bethel, and that encounter on campus with SPO has transformed me into a man who is Catholic every day. Please join Bishop Frederick Campbell and myself as we celebrate this incredible ministry at the annual St. Paul's Outreach Fundraising Banquet, Thursday, October 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Ohio Union on OSU's campus. For more information, visit spoweb.org.
Welcome back to the Panthers postgame show. I'm Charlie Danis, live from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ohio Dominican notches another win in the 2013 campaign as they defeat Finley tonight by a final score of 41-21, 7-0 overall for Ohio Dominican now, a perfect 6-0 in GLIAC play. Speaking of the GLIAC, let's quickly run down the games that will be taking place on Saturday. Saginaw Valley State will pack its bags as it will go on the road to face off against the Warriors of Wayne State at noon. Walsh will host Ashland in a noon kickoff. And finally, Northwood, they will host Michigan Tech. That game will also be a noon affair. At 2 o'clock, Tiffin travels on over to Des Moines, Iowa to take on the Hard Rockers of South Dakota Mines. At 2:30, Hillsdale will host the Bulldogs of Ferris State. And then a couple of games that will be played during the nighttime as Malone welcomes in Lake Erie at 7 o'clock, Grand Valley State. They'll also get their game underway with Northern Michigan at 7 p.m. A couple of Ohio MAC teams will be in action on Saturday afternoon. Toledo will welcome in the midshipmen of Navy for a noon kickoff at the Glass Bowl. Akron will be on the road as they will travel down to Oxford, Ohio to take on the winless Redhawks of Miami of Ohio beginning at 1 o'clock. Ohio will go on the road. They'll be traveling up to that state up north as they take on Eastern Michigan at 1 o'clock. And Kent State will also be on the road. They'll be traveling down south as they take on South Alabama at 3 o'clock. And finally, games involving Division 1A squads in the top 25. And we have a final to actually share with you. This game has just gone final in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It is number 10, Miami of Florida, defeating the Tar Heels tonight by a final score of 27-23. This one was a great game. It was a back-and-forth affair at Chapel Hill. Miami was able to get the win thanks to a 3-yard rushing touchdown by Dallas Crawford with 16 seconds to go in regulation. Miami is able to escape with a win over the Tar Heels. And before we go into the rest of the top 25 action, I want to update you on a score involving two NFL teams. Thursday night football being played out in Arizona, the Cardinals hosting the Seahawks. And right now, Seattle with a very comfortable lead over Arizona. They lead the Cardinals 34-22 with 8:02 to go in the fourth quarter. It's been a nice game for Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson, who has gone 18 of 29 through the air for 235 yards and three touchdowns. Former Bengals quarterback and current Cardinals signal caller Carson Palmer, 23 of 36 through the air for 213 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. Now back to the top 25 of the Division 1A. On Friday night, number 8 Louisville will host Central Florida beginning at 8 p.m. And then a whole bunch of games on Saturday, so follow along with me as I go on down the line here. Number 16 Texas Tech will be on the road to take on the Mountaineers of West Virginia beginning at noon. Number 21 Oklahoma State welcomes in the Horned Frogs of Texas Christian University for a noon affair. Number 15, Georgia, they'll be on the road. They'll be taking on the Commodores of Vanderbilt at noon. Number 11, South Carolina, will travel to Rocky Top as they take on the Tennessee Volunteers at Neyland Stadium in a noon kickoff. At 21, good SEC battle. Number 22, Florida, on the road. They'll be taking on number 14, Missouri, who had a huge win against Georgia last week. Number 23, Illinois, will travel up to Michigan to take on the Chippewas of Central Michigan. 3 p.m. kickoff scheduled for that game. Bunch of games scheduled for 3:30. Number 18, Oklahoma, will be on the road to take on the Jayhawks of Kansas. Number 4, Ohio State, will look to remain unbeaten as they welcome in Iowa to the Horseshoe at 3:30. Number 7, Texas A&M, will play host to the 24th-ranked Auburn Tigers. And number 13, Stanford, will welcome in the 9th-ranked UCLA Bruins. A game at 6 p.m. Number 20 Washington will be on the road as they take on the Sun Devils of Arizona State. Number 6 LSU will be on the road as well as they travel to Oxford, Mississippi to take on the Ole Miss Rebels beginning at 7 o'clock. Also at 7 o'clock, number 12 Baylor will welcome in Iowa State. Number 1 Alabama will be hosting Arkansas in Tuscaloosa. Number 25 Wisconsin will be on the road. It'll be a Big Ten affair between the Badgers and the Fighting Illini of Illinois beginning at 8 p.m. Also at 8 p.m., a big, big matchup in the ACC. Number 3 Clemson hosting number 5 Florida State. This is only the third time that two teams from the ACC have been ranked in the top 5 and they have faced each other in one game. Hasn't happened since 2005 for the Atlantic Coast Conference. And to finish off our look at the top 25 at Division 1A, number 17 Fresno State hosting UNLV at 10 p.m. And number 2 Oregon, they will be welcoming in the Cougars of Washington State also at 10 o'clock. As for our game here tonight, a happy result for the Ohio Dominican Panthers. They defeat Finley tonight by a final score of 41-21 with the win. Ohio Dominican 7-0 on the season, 6-0 in conference play. Meanwhile, with the loss, Finley drops to 4-3 overall and 2-3 in GLIAC play. It'll be a long time before the Panthers will get back on the football field. They will have a bye week next week, so be sure to join us on Saturday, November 2nd, as Ohio Dominican takes on the Tiffin Dragons at Frost Cal-Now Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. We'll begin all the festivities with the Panthers Countdown pregame show starting at 1 p.m. here on your home for Ohio Dominican Panthers football, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Ohio Dominican University and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Ohio Dominican University. For Todd Bell and Matt Natale, this is Charlie Daniels saying one final time, the final score tonight, Ohio Dominican 41, Finley 21. So long as we bid you good night from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios here in Columbus, Ohio.